Wake Up Call continues now. Continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Tuesday. And I feel like I need some good. Now, I mean, I've got the draft coming, but I need some good. So what's the good of the day?
You know what? I have a refreshment for you. I don't know if it'll be here in time for the draft, but it should be here by the summertime.
Okay, very
good.
So
we can all agree at this point that White Claw and the others like White Claw, like Truly, they all won the summer last year, right?
Yeah, they did. That's right. Yep.
All right. Kona Brewing is not going to be left high and dry. They're coming out with their own spiked seltzer.
Okay.
It's a Tropical Punch Spiked Seltzer that rumor has it tastes exactly like Hawaiian Punch.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I miss Hawaiian Punch.
That could be fun because that's the only thing Hawaiian Punch is missing. Now, if you're going to get all those carbs and sugar, you got to make it spiked.
When I was a kid, Hawaiian Punch was a fantastic treat.
It still is.
Wasn't it?
It still is.
I haven't had Hawaiian Punch in forever.
You might have to do one now.
What was their mascot? He was just a little guy that was just like a bag of Hawaiian Punch.
What are they called? Menahui.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Listen to you. That's the first time I've ever heard that in my life.
Like, hey, come on now.
I am this day old when I found out that was a Menahui.
Menahui. Don't you remember them from the Brady Bunch?
Nope.
You never watched the Brady Bunch as a kid? You don't remember when the Brady Bunch went to Hawaii?
Okay, I do, but the key phrase is remember. Like, I did see it. I just don't remember.
You do remember the Brady Bunch.
I do remember the show, but I don't remember a Manahui in the Brady Bunch. It's a little too detailed for me. But that's good. Well, you lived in Hawaii. You would know that more than me.
I'm pretty certain it's supposed to be a Manahui.
Hopefully
I'm saying it right.
And he had a deep voice when he was like, a pack of Hawaiian Punch.
Yep. That's fair. Hey, that's really good.
It was delicious.
It's really good. Look at you talking. I can't remember I think he had a name too.
Oh, even better.
But yeah, Kona Brewing Company, they just dropped Kona Spiked Island Seltzers.
Very great.
So you can have the taste of Hawaii.
That's awesome. That makes me feel good now.
There's going to be four unique flavors. Tropical Punch, which we already said tastes just like Hawaiian Punch.
Yep.
Then you got Star Fruit Lime, Strawberry Guava, and Passion Fruit Orange Guava.
Oh.
Which Passion Fruit Orange Guava is known as POG.
Okay.
Passion Fruit Orange Guava. It's known as POG, and it's a popular drink. It's like a breakfast drink. Instead of going for your morning OJ, you would go for a morning POG.
Excellent.
So now you're going to get these all in spiked flavors. I'm going to see if I can find some this weekend. It sounds fun. Maybe for Thursday.
This is not just a good. This is a great.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Just in time for summer, because what else are we going to do?
That's right. Good point. Good point. All right.
To the bad of the day.
To the bad.
You know, as one person put down on Twitter, this person just can't help but find new ways to cheat.
Oh, God.
I'm going to play you a little soundbite and, take a listen.
I always tell people I'm not one to gossip, so you didn't hear this from me. But, our parks are closed down, and so a lot of our park staff, you know, they patrol around just to make sure that their people aren't in there with contact sports and things. And saw an individual working out in one of our downtown parks, and she went over to tell him that it was closed and it was Tom Brady.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
So the voice that you hear, that's Tampa Bay mayor talking to the St. Pete mayor and talking about how, you know, all the city parks are closed. Like everywhere in America, parks are closed everywhere, and you're not allowed to really do anything. I guess, you know, some parks are open where you can social distance, but, you know, I guess they're taking it a step further, saying, you know, just for right now, the parks are closed. You don't need to come here.
And Tom Brady went to go work out.
And Tom Brady went to go work out in a park.
This is the problem that you have when you rent, you know, waterfront property.
Yep.
Jeter's house doesn't exactly have a huge yard.
It doesn't.
So there's some patches of grass, but there's not the beauty of the house is that it sits right on the water. So there's a nice patio, big pool, but then the water is right there. Tampa Bay is right there.
Yes.
So there's not this big backyard for you to work out, but you should have thought of that, Mr. Brady.
He was probably used to, I mean, I think his house in New England had sprawling acres of green grass.
That's right.
So he was able to go anywhere he wanted to.
Do you think he was pushing the celebrity luck?
Probably. Or
like Giselle,
you know,
said, don't, honey, it's closed. And he goes, they are so happy to have me here. I can go anywhere I want and do whatever I want.
Did he go, Giselle, I'm Tampa Bay.
You got to be kidding. They're not going to kick me out of the park.
Yeah, TB lives in TB now.
That's right.
If TB-rific.
I could look at them and go, do you want 12 wins this season? Because this is what it costs.
This is how you get to where I am.
Me working out in a closed park during a coronavirus outbreak. If you want to go back to your normal 5-11 seasons, send me home. But if you want to actually, I don't know, win some football games, turn around and pretend you never saw this. That's what I would do if I was Tom Brady. And just be like, well, what was I going to do? We haven't been to the playoffs since 2007.
And this is not a sexist comment at all, right? But it has to be a woman cop that busts Tom Brady, right?
Got
to
be, right?
Because if it's a male cop, he pretty much knows the routine. He'd probably look at it and go, you know what? I do like my Buccaneers.
I know.
I want to see some wins. I want to make playoffs this year. We got to, you know, NFC South's not a cakewalk.
I have gone through 3 presidential terms without making the postseason. And this guy's
the savior. Listen, he was our franchise's greatest player in yesterday's mock draft.
That's right. That's funny.
Tom Brady already breaking the law. Finding new ways to cheat.
That's right.
Probably maybe he had a little shirt stand for his Tampa Brady gear.
I would have offered him a shirt.
I would have said, hey, just, all right, you know, T-shirt with your name on it if you just walk the other way, man.
Just walk the other way. I'll give you a Tampa Bay or Tampa Brady shirt. Your choice.
Yep.
Either one of those is yours. All you had to do is pretend I wasn't here.
Just pretend you didn't see anything.
Can you imagine the person that, sir, oh, shoot.
Probably a different word than shoot, though.
Right? Oh, no. What have I done?
Oh, my God. I'm going viral.
Way to go, Tom. That's awesome. I can only imagine. I'm telling you right now, if this was my house, this is how it would look if it was Tom Brady. Giselle told him not to do it. He went and did it anyway.
Yep.
He came home and she went, see, I told you.
Yep. See?
You're not allowed to go out there.
Great way to make a first impression.
That's right.
How am I supposed to take my kids to school now? Huh?
Exactly. Nice job, Tom.
They're not going to let me in the PTA with you breaking the law right now, Tom.
They're going to be whispering that her husband went to go work out at one of the parks back in April. Defied the law.
But he doesn't have a home gym?
That's right. Doesn't have a home gym? I think I heard he's living at Jeter's house. What? not good enough for you? You have to put us all at risk? That's what she's worried about.
He won't even put the cell phone in the basket.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Good for Tom Brady. Because you know in New England, they would have just completely walked the other way.
All right, good throw, Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy. Yeah, who's that? What are you doing in the park? Oh, wait, that's Tom Brady. You stay right there. Do your thing. We'll come back later. Don't you worry about it.
No. We're going to rope it off for you.
Rope it. No. We'll make sure nobody comes near you.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about it.
We'll make sure you're social distancing. We'll take care of it for you. You don't have to do a thing. Just
you want Julian? We'll bring Julian, too. I'm sure both of you are fine.
Yeah. 6 feet away. That's nothing for
you. Nothing for you guys. You guys do your thing. Completely. But you can't blame Tampa again.
Can't.
2007. They haven't had a winning team that's gone to the playoffs.
I know.
A long time. It's almost a generation.
You know what? I mean, I would have said there should have been a police escort to that park.
Exactly. Completely.
Like, let him do what he needs to do. Savior of our time.
Exactly. You can't begin to understand the frustration. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Besides us spending 5 minutes on that. Yeah. we love you, Tommy.
That's right. We love Tom Brady.
I mean, it's not so much a dumb. I'm just worried. Okay.
Right.
Rumor has it that A-Rod and J-Lo are putting together or taking steps towards possibly New York Mets ownership.
Okay, so let's dissect this real quick. Is it like Jeter, where Jeter put up like $25 million and has like a 4%, but he runs the show? With a bunch of other investors, or does J-Lo and A-Rod have that kind of mad billions to buy a franchise outright?
No, they don't have mad billions.
I don't think they do.
No, they've retained J.P. Morgan Chase to raise capital for a possible bid on the Mets. The report said the couple is working with managing director Eric Mennel, the bank's co-head of North American Media Investment Banking. So I think they're doing it the smart way. And it looks like they could find a way to put this all together, package this deal where they get a bunch of investors in there. And yeah, A-Rod would probably be the face, much like Derek Jeter is the face of the Marlins.
So what does J-Lo do then? Is she going to be commenting on young up-and-coming Tim Tebow?
That's my fear.
Right?
That's the fear. I mean, does A-Rod buying the Mets, see, this is my question. We may not have an answer. We might need more time to dissect this. But does A-Rod buying the Mets legitimize the Mets?
That's a great question. No, that's a good question.
I mean, I know, A-Rod has his issues. We like to make fun of, the steroid era with him and him missing an entire year because he couldn't get off the juice and whatnot. And pretty much this guy, had a Hall of Fame career, just will never see the Hall of Fame. But he is a baseball guy. He is a very intelligent baseball guy.
And he's a good business guy. At least he's being portrayed that way on these TV shows where he's like on Shark Tank. And like he had another TV show where he was like helping people manage their money, like former athletes who went broke. And it's like, no, we can fix this. Let me show you how. Let me give you my A-Rod plan for your economics so we can get you out of debt and things like that. So at least he's being portrayed that way. And you're right. He's a very smart baseball guy. Look, I got my criticisms of Alex Rodriguez, the way he was suspended and all that, but he's a good analyst.
But yeah, when you have him on analyst, he's fantastic.
Yeah, so does this legitimize the Mets from ownership standpoint? Yeah, the Wilpons are easily made fun of,
So you get rid of them and you bring in A-Rod. I mean, J-Lo, she's Jenny from the block.
Yeah.
She's coming back home.
She's from the Bronx. I wonder how that's going to work out.
It's true. That is true.
She's a Bronx gal.
I know, but she can't buy the Yankees. No. So you get the next best thing.
So you get the next best thing, which is fine.
But yeah, now I'm concerned. Our favorite baseball player.
Yeah, because you could see the Wilpons going, screw it, bring him up.
Yeah, they would have brought him up today.
Yeah, bring him up. Okay.
I mean, if you want to save coronavirus, you make Tebow a starter.
But you could see even A-Rod in a lost season going, no, he doesn't have kind of the on-base percentage that we're looking for right now in an up-and-coming talent.
Yeah.
Oh, sell some jerseys, bring a buzz. Nope, that's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for a winner.
I am making sure that we bring up the right people. We're not doing this as a lark. We're not doing it as a publicity stunt. Yeah, you're right. That would be a question mark for me.
Yeah, so it gets me worried. I don't know if it's a traditional dumb like we have done in the past, but there is concern. I'm a little worried.
How much are both of them worth together? If you max their value together,
how much
are they worth?
I don't know.
Could it be approaching a billion? Because you got to think J-Lo with all the things she's done
some stuff.
She's got to have at least 500 mil in terms of a value, right? She's an actress. She's fashion designer. She's music. She's a million things. A-Rod has got a bunch of money. It got to be. It's got to be close.
His net worth, let's see. Just typed it in. Oh, and his fiance, I guess they have a combined net worth of around $700 million.
Okay. It's not close, but if you had said 950, I would have been, that's about right.
Yeah.
$700 million. Okay. $300 million off, so it's still a chunk of change. But still.
I guess they're doing okay. There'll be slum owners, right?
But yeah, if you can get the same deal like Jeter did, where you put in some money and get a little bit of, just a tiny bit of the stake, but you run the team, like you're the face of the team, that's a great deal to be in.
And of course, you're probably going to, because who better than A-Rod? A-Rod knows baseball.
That's right. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Tuesday. It's SB Nation Radio and Wake Up Call.